Every one of us, when we started learning this year, we learned the very first Mishnah in Psochin, in which we said, "V'lo yifchasu lo me'arba kosos." You're not supposed to give to the ani less than the dalet kosos. And the Rashbam there points to this week's Edra, in which it says that there are four expressions of geula. The Rashbam has it a little bit of a different order for some reason. But the four expressions of the redemption that are mentioned in this week's Edra, Rotsesi, V'itzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti, those four expressions, I will take you out, I will save you, and I will redeem you, and I will take you to me as a people, those are the statements that teach us that we have four cups of wine on Pesach. And as Rav Shem Shofar Hirsch points out, that the Jewish people are so free on Pesach that even four cups of wine, which normally could enslave a person, you know, you have to drink responsibly, you know that, right? So because of that, even when wine could potentially enslave a person, nevertheless, the Jews are so free that they're not going to be enslaved even by four cups of wine. But you know, there is a fifth expression. And according to some, the fifth expression is really the kosher aliyo that we have at the Seder. And that fifth expression says, Behevesi eschem el ha'aretz, and I will take you to the land, asher nasasi es yadi, that I lifted up my hand, laseisosa, to give it, la'avraham liyitzchak uliyakov. I swore, says Hashem, I lifted up my hand as a shavua. You know, like, raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me, right? He says, I raise my right hand as a Shavua to give it to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then he says an interesting thing. V'nosati oso lochem morosho ani Hashem. And I will give it to you as a morosha, so says Hashem. I am Hashem. How do you translate the word morosha? So most often, when we translate the word Marusha, we will translate the word Marusha to mean inheritance. By the way, you know there are only two places in the entire Torah, in the entire Chumash, I shouldn't say in the entire Torah, there's a third place in Yechezkel, which is not related at all, but in the Torah itself there are only two places where the word Marusha appears. Many times the word Yerusha appears, but only two times the word Marusha appears. And I bet you know the other time. Because, as the Gemara in Sukkah says, when a child begins to speak, a father teaches their child this statement. And what's that statement? Torah tziva lanu marasha, right? Okay, only two times does it say the word marasha. One in connection with the Torah, and one in connection with Eretz Yisrael. Only two times. V'nasati yoso lachem marasha ani Hashem, I will give it to you as a morasha, says God. And Torah tziva lanu Moshe. The Torah was commanded to us by Moshe. Morasha ki hilas Yaakov. It's a morasha for the congregation of Yaakov. So the two things that are morasha for the Jewish people are one, the land of Israel, and two, the Torah. And it should be obvious to each and every one of us that if the Torah chose to only use those words, the word Morasha, by Torah and Eretz Yisrael, it's clear that you can't have one without the other. They're both absolutely necessary for the total fulfillment of the land and the total fulfillment of the Torah. We know that. If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, there's no chance to ever give Meiser. There's no chance to do the mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz. We know that the real fulfillment of our lives can only be done in Eretz Yisrael. There's no question about that. But we also have to keep in mind that the land of Israel itself has no real kiyum. It doesn't really get its full fulfillment of potential of the land itself without the Torah. That's an interesting thing to note about the use of these two words. But there's one more point. And that is, what is the meaning of the word Morasha? So like I said, a lot of people think it means inheritance, but that's not so. Yerusha is something you inherit. A morasha is something you give over to the next generation to inherit. It's like a family heirloom. An heirloom is not an inheritance. It's something that was given to you to safeguard and to keep and to make sure that you pass it on to the next generation. If you've got a family heirloom, that means that jewel, that diamond, that whatever it is there for you to use. You can wear it, you can look good in it, you can use it, but you can't use it as an inheritance. Because an inheritance, you can take and do what you want with. If you're given $1 million in inheritance, you can take it and invest it, you can spend it, you can give it away, you can squander it, you can waste it. Or you can make it into a morasha and make it an heirloom and pass it on to the next generation. While the Torah is given to us as a morasha and the land of Israel is given to us as a morasha. And our job is to take both of those things. Number one, recognize that it's not only a Yerusha. And that's why the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Haskein atzmecha lilmod Torah. She'eino Yerusha loch. Prepare yourself to learn Torah. Because it's not your inheritance that you can squander. It's morasha to you. You've got to take it and pass it on. You have, each and every one of us, all the Jewish people, we have responsibility to pass on the morasha. And the second thing we have a responsibility to pass on is the land of Israel. And just like we can't take the Torah and give it away, and just like we can't take the Torah and waste it away, but we have to guard it, protect it, and make sure we give it over to the next generation, so too, we can't give away Israel. We can't throw it away. We can't waste it away. We have to treasure it, love it, look at it, use it as the family heirloom that it is, and see to it that we give it over to the next generation. That's the lesson of Morasha. Torah tziva lonu Moshe, Morasha ki ilas Yaakov, and v'nasati oso lachem Morasha ani Hashem, I'm giving over to you as Morasha. And when we will get those two things, and we will put them together, we'll have the fifth cup. We'll have the Hevesi Eschem al Eretz. We will have the cup of Mashiach that we have at the Seder. And we'll have that fifth cup, the Koshel Elio, because we will have fulfilled the responsibility to pass those two things on. So if we have to get to work for Parshas Va'era and to utilize it in the way that it's meant to be used, and to get the lesson that's meant to be given from Parshas Va'era, it is to take the Torah and to take the land of Israel, treasure it and use it as the heirloom it is, and pass it on to the next generation. Good Shabbos. Thank you.